Thank you, Ian. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. We begin with one about a bird of prey rescued from the river. While kestrels aren't rare in the UK, sharing a boat trip with one is pretty unusual. Liam Colvert spotted a bird struggling in the River Wensum while paddling along with his partner on Saturday afternoon. Using their paddles, they managed to scoop the bird up before they knew what they had rescued from the river. He said, "We were amazed to see it was a bird of prey, later realising it was a kestrel. Once it was on board, it seemed pretty content to perch on the wheel of the canoe trolley, where it sunned itself as we pootled along. It was pretty remarkable to be sharing our journey with a kestrel. It seemed to enjoy the late afternoon sun and had a nap as we passed through the city centre. The whole thing was quite magical. It's just as well that they managed to rescue the bird, as kestrels aren't known to swim, despite canals and rivers being a popular place for the bird to hunt prey." The news item has a picture of an open Canadian-style canoe with a paddler in the bow facing ahead. The photographer is in the stern facing forwards, and there's a kestrel sitting very happily on one of the middle seats, sunning itself and looking at its surroundings.
A 16-piece chamber orchestra is coming to a church in Norwich this winter to spread some festive cheer. Visitors to the Christmas orchestra can expect to enjoy heartwarming tunes alongside popular sing-along classics and nostalgia. Compositions from films such as Home Alone, Love Actually, The Holiday, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Muppet Christmas Carol, The Nutcracker, The Grinch and Polar Express will help the audience get into the festive spirit. The event is set to take place on November the 30th at St. Peter Mancroft Church, with tickets priced at £19 per person.
A Strictly Come Dancing star enjoyed a meal with his family at an award-winning restaurant in Norfolk. Crave Revel Horwood shared a photograph on his Instagram of the evening out at the Wildebeest in Stoke Holy Cross near Norwich. The 59-year-old visited on a Tuesday night and ordered off an à la carte menu, which includes pan-roasted halibut, buttered lobster and a Blythburgh pork fillet. In the Instagram caption, he said, "What a fabulous dinner with the godchildren in their beautiful new home county of Norfolk. Thanks to the Wildebeest for the amazing food." The restaurant was bumped up from 2 to 3 rosettes at the AA Hospitality Awards ceremony held on September the 25th in London and presented by the Strictly co-host Claudia Winkleman. Revel Horwood returned to Strictly this autumn for its 20th series, where he will be judging the likes of Wynne Evans, Toya Wilcox and Sarah Hadland. The choreographer and theatre director is the only judge to have appeared in every series of the show since its launch on BBC One in 2004.
A Norfolk holiday lettings company with a portfolio of seaside cottages, countryside barn conversions, city apartments and beach huts has been taken over by a national firm. Norfolk Holiday Properties in Bear Street, Norwich, has been acquired by Host and Stay, a growing holiday let management company based in the northeast. Its seven-figure acquisition of Norfolk Holiday Properties marks the start of its expansion into the east of England. Dale Smith, CEO of Host and Stay, said, "This acquisition represents a key milestone in our growth strategy. We're committed to maintaining the high standards of service that Norfolk Holiday Properties owners have come to expect."
Superfans Phil77 and JulieFox74 set out to sample all 809 Wetherspoons pubs across the country over 15 years ago. Now the couple are celebrating having travelled down from Halifax, West Yorkshire, to visit their 500th boozer, the William Adams in Galston. The challenge first came about in 2007 when the former newspaper production worker and his wife, a retired retail worker, were drinking in their local alehouse. Though their quest is now more than 60% complete, Phil has admitted it may be impossible for them to cross the finish line because of a logistical nightmare. 6 of the remaining pubs are in airport departure lounges. We nearly called it quits when we reached 500, but that wouldn't have lasted long, he said. It's impossible to do it, though, because we would have to book holidays abroad. And there are 2 at Birmingham Airport. So it's a bit of a trek to go to Birmingham just to fly to Spain for a Wetherspoon. But we wrote 500 on a piece of cardboard to prove to our family that we've actually done it. The couple plan holidays to new spots in the UK to visit their Wetherspoon offerings and sometimes even stay at the brand's hotels to mark the occasion. Phil prefers to order an IPA beer at each pub, while Julie often goes for a lager such as San Miguel or Cruz Campo. But both of them love the halloumi wrap.
We've now reached the end of part one. Michael Lorner will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Lynette and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.